Happy, happy, happy Monday. How are you?
Woohoo!
Some of y'all right now, I can smell you from here. You went out this past weekend at a holiday party, and you're just getting over it. That's okay. That's okay. I have done it myself. I'm going to try not to do it this year. I'm really going to try not to. And so far, so good. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com. So why does life get in the way? Why does it? Why, when you want to get something, it just, boom, it's there. Life gets, I've been saying this for years, but why does it get in the way? We'll chat about that today. And I can't tell you how to get it out of the way, but I can tell you how to kind of help you go the way that you want to go. Okay. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com. Positive boost you need every single day. It's practical as well. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Yay. And a guy with a very common name, the very uncommon sense. And here's the thing. We have a lot of people coming in these days, and they're trying me out right now. They're thinking, okay, who the hell is this guy? He's got this radio voice thing. Thank you very much. And he talks really fast, and he's upbeat, and he's positive, and yet he's funny, and he's dramatic, and that's because we don't take ourselves too seriously around here. Listen, life is short, and the longer you live, the more you realize that I was way too serious, like even 2 months ago. No, we don't do that. We have a good time, and if I'm not your thing, it's cool. That's cool, but I encourage you to hang on for the ride, because we mean no harm. We come in, in peace, and this Planet Scott thing we have here. So come on in for the ride. Let's have a good time today. We have a nice show, a couple of shows for you this week as well. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Monday, the show always focuses on one thing first. And that is, have you done your homework? Have you done your homework? Did you sit down, and you should after today's show, and just say, how's my life going? Like it? Love it or list it, right? Do I like it, or do I need to get rid of it? Give it to somebody else. Somebody else is going to think what you have is perfectly good. They'll take it. Just love it or list it. Put it on the market. When you stop and take a second and say, how's it going, and you like stuff about your life, you get the chance to keep it and to make sure it's there. And when you don't like things with your life, you get the chance to go, oh, okay. And you start listening to podcasts or reading or studying or meditating or walking on the beach or whatever you want to do until you figure out how to change it.
Could it be that simple?
Yes, it is that simple. Okay, so life gets in the way. It does. It does. So if you knew me as a child, and some of you did, one thing would be true. I was 100% non-adult. I was going to maximize my time. I was cute. I was funny. My friend Vicky said that. I went to a class reunion recently. Now, we're all a little bit old. It was a 40th class reunion, so I ain't a baby, right? And she says, he was such a cute boy. I was like, wait, what about now? She goes, you're still a cute boy. I said, thank God I made it. Adulthood, still a cute boy. That's what kids do, though, right? They get away with the cute and funny thing, right? I've often said, you know, kids are cute, so you don't kill them. That's it. And they're lucky, because otherwise they'd kill themselves. I'm just saying, if you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's true. Some days, but they're cute. Now, kids generally don't ask permission or forgiveness, do they? Have you noticed that? They generally don't do that. They don't usually say, well, it's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. They don't say that. Adults say that crap. Kids don't. Has nothing to do with what they want to do. It never enters their mind. It doesn't matter. If it's good or it's bad, it doesn't matter. Once they decide their path, it doesn't matter. Nothing's going to stop them. Now, most times, exploring life isn't an issue, most times, unless it's dangerous. And then parents will say, oh, they're just kids. Let them have some fun. But be careful. Well, they have to learn somehow. My mom and dad say that a lot. They'll grow out of it someday. Don't believe that one. Doesn't happen. But sometimes parents intervene, right? They stop the madness. They and it's not dangerous stuff that they intervene on. It's they just stop the madness. And frankly, what they do is they crush another childhood dream is what happens. Also, well, the kids may not know it at the time, but life just got in the way. It did. Life just got in the way. Something worthy of a temper tantrum is about to come of epic proportion. And that leads to a realization. Someday when I grow up, stomp feet here, I'm going to do what I want to do. I will. Nobody's going to be able to stop me. Temper tantrum. How old were you when you stopped having temper tantrums? I'm just wondering. Take a survey someday. I bet it's older than you will admit. I do. No, I had one when I was 22. So let's fast forward a few years. And the day arrives that every child steps into the real world. They find out that life has built a big wall in front of them, in front of everything they ever wanted. Life just built this big wall. And it seems to be stopping them at every turn. Now, some of it is because you're young and it takes time to get experience, you know, learn your way around. Kids don't know that. I deserve it today. When you're 40 or 50, you say, yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean, right? But it seems like that, and sometimes there is a wall being built there. It seems like that because you're trying to find your way. You have now left the world of mom and dad, and you're running free with the world. You're like a Mustang in the Wild West, just running free. And your parents, they did something. They seemingly have passed on the responsibility that they had in raising you when you were a little one. And getting in your face all the time and telling you what you can't do and stopping your dreams and crushing your childhood dreams and stopping you from getting every single thing you're going to get in this world. Because you know what? That's what kids do. Why are you stopping me? Denying your dreams. But you know what they did? When you graduated and they were like, I got an extra bedroom. They assigned their responsibility to the boss, to the CPA, to the tax man, to the policeman, to the grumpy old guy or the grumpy old lady. They assigned it to them. Shall I go on? See, life can be tricky, and it can shut your dreams down. It can make you turn on autopilot. It can lead you to count the days until you retire and have fun again. And as a guy who is not too far from the days when I shall retire, I shall not, because I'm already having fun, and I refuse because I see the people around me in the area I live in, all retired, having waited 40 years to have fun. As they got out of school, and they ran into that big wall, and they decided just to stay behind that big old wall. But if you're like me, or so many other folks that I like to hang out with, because I don't hang out with the other people, I just see them, I go, it's not my peeps. You have a different view of that world. What if it was an imaginary wall? If it was nothing more than an illusion? What if all those people who are stopping you don't really care about you at all? Not in a bad way. They're not thinking about you. They're just on autopilot all by themselves and not thinking. And you're just thinking, oh. What if the reason life gets in the way is to clear the road of all those folks so you can get what you want? Always remember, when life gets in the way, you are the way. I'll see you tomorrow.